We begin the current daf himself. This tiny daf ches. We begin on the bottom line of daf zayin mabez, where the Gemara continues the Agada Torah, the homiletic teachings from the previous daf. Specifically, the Gemara continues with one of the pesukim that it was discussing at the end of the previous daf, where it was quoting a pasuk in Kehelis that said, "Imkeya habarzel, if the iron becomes dull, v'hulay fonim kilka." The literal translation means to say, in that if he did not sharpen the blade, then v'chayol migaber. However, in spite of that, if there are the strong ones, they strengthen themselves. However, v'yisrin hechsher chachma. But even greater than that is the one that's prepared with wisdom. Now, in that Rish Lakish he interprets the pasuk the following way: in Reisa Talmud, if you see a student, we continue the top of Chesam and Al, shelimudei koshel of kabarzel, that his learning is as harsh on him, as difficult as iron, where it means to say that it's very hard because he has many questions about what he's learning. The reason for that is b'shvil mishnasei she'en esidur lav. That's because that his mishnayos, his teachings, are not organized by him. And that's what the pasuk is saying, imkeya kabarzel, that is, if it's harsh on him, like iron, it must be, like the pasuk continues, because of he doesn't really know, he's not recalling what he had learned, and that's why he doesn't know how to answer. Or because he actually had learned it the wrong way. He said what was supposed to be chayiv, he learned pater, what was supposed to be pater, he learned chayiv, and therefore he's asking questions from other places because it's actually incorrect what he had learned. And this is what the pasuk is saying. Shenema, like it says over there, v'hu lai, and if he doesn't know his learning, his teachings, it's because ponim kilkel. That means to say that he ruined that which is supposed to come first, which is what one of the terms upon him, which is kedma, which both means east and first. What he's supposed to learn first before he gets into the Gemara, that he has already ruined, because first you have to be clear about the Mishnayos, which is the text of the teachings. Once you have that clear, then you can go ahead and do what's called Gemara, which is asking questions back and forth. But if you're going to go to the Gemara before your Mishnayos are clear, before you know the text, then it's not going to be clear to the person, and that's why, it's because ponim kilkel. So maitakanti, so the pasuk continues, so what is his rectification? Yabbi yeshiva, he should continue sitting in yeshiva, and that is, he should do what the people in yeshiva do, where they organize their teachings. Shnem, like it says there, as the pasuk continues, v'chayol migaber, and that the soldiers, they're strong, mean to say that he should sit amongst the tamidim, who they are the soldiers of the soldiers. Now, however, the pasuk concludes, v'yistrin hachshir chachma, but even greater than this is someone that's prepared with wisdom, that is, kol shekein, all the more so, in mishnasei sedur lemikar. If his teachings would have been organized from the beginning, then all the more so he'd be successful in his learning Gemara. So again, if a student sees that he's not successful in learning, it's like the pasuk says, it's dull, it's like iron, then it must be, as the pasuk continues, where it's that v'hu lai, because he's not successful, because ponim kilkel, he has ruined his mishnayos, he's not clear about what he's learning, and that's why he doesn't understand it. And therefore, if he wants to, he should go ahead and continue reviewing his learning, and as the pasuk ends. But the best is if you don't even get into the Gemara yet until you have a clarity in what the text is saying first. As the Gemara says, "Kedur Rish Lakish," like this of Rish Lakish, have misader masnitin arbonzim, that he would first organize, have a clarity in his mishnayos, which is the text itself, 40 times. Connected mem yom shnitin the Torah, which correlates to the 40 days of that the Torah was given. Moshe Rabbeinu went up for 40 days, so that he should first have a clarity. It should be in his hand, his mishnayos, and only then va'ilek kamei Rabbi Yochanan. Then he would go to his teacher Rabbi Yochanan to learn Gemara. But there was not. You can't go ahead and ask questions and have breaking and grinding down the components, which is what the Gemara is, before you have the clarity of the text itself of the mishnayos. Vadabar Hava, he was Masad Masnidin Esen Va'arbazim, and he would first organize his teachings 24 times. Keneged Ternevim Ksuvim, which correlates to Tanakh, which have 24 Svarim. And then Va'ala Kamed Rava. Only then would he go to Rava again to ask questions, to then, as Teres compared to Kamach, which is then you first gather the grain, then you have it, then you can go ahead and grind it and then get a clarity. But until you have the grain itself, until you have the text, then there's no point in asking the questions because you're not going to have clarity if you don't have the Mishnah Yisadur Loi Bifana. The Gemara continues similarly. Rava Amar, he says, Emer Isa Talmud Shalimudi Kashal of Karbaz. Again, if you find a student that his learning is hard on him like iron, the reason is, Bishvil Rabbi She'inim Azbar Loi Panim. It's because his teacher is not giving him a clarity, he's not explaining to him well enough. Shenema, the way he defines the pasuk we just quoted in Kehelis, is v'hu lai, if the student is not getting it, is because ponim kilkel, is as because his teacher is showing him a face that's mukulkel. He's not giving him this clarity which comes across in the way he's delivering it. So maitakante, so what should the student do? He should have a multiple of friends go ahead and appease his Rebbe that he should try to explain to him in the appropriate way. Shem, like the pasuk continues over there, v'chayol migaver, that he should overpower him with his friends, with his soldiers, and that is to try to get him to appease him, to say that, you know, because I'm not getting my learning, because he's not explaining to me well enough. However, v'yistra n'hechsha chachma, over the pasuk concludes and says, however, better than all this is someone that's prepared with wisdom, and that is koshkin im hukshru, where that's the term of hechsher, that there's a yistrin, it would be even better if he's prepared with his actions, with myself, b'fnei rabbi mekar, if he has already been like that in front of his rebbe from the beginning. And that is, there's a reason why his rebbe's not connecting with him, and that is because his maysim are not so great, so it would have been better, instead of having to try to get people to appease him now, to try to explain to him better, if his maysim would have been good from the first place, and then his rebbe would have explained to him appropriately, and then he wouldn't have difficulty with his learning. Now, the Gemara expounds the next pasuk afterwards in Kehelas. Vamir Abami says, Ma'ir Siv, what does it mean in the pasuk after that, which says, Im Yishach HaNochash, if the snake bites, the reason is B'loy Lachash, because they're not using the whisper, that what's what called the charming that they do to control the snakes. And then the pasuk concludes, Ve'in Yishon L'Baal Lashon, and there is no gain for the master of the tongue. So what is the pasuk referring to? So Imri Isa Der, if you see a generation, Shashemayim Mishatchen Kenechesh, that the sky is rusty like copper, where that it's stopping Milahirid Talamater from having rain and dew come down, it's Bishvil Loichshe Lechishish Emeder. It's because there is no one in that generation that's davening what's called Tvila Balachash, which is the silent supplication to Hashem. And that's what the Pasuk is saying, that if it's Yishach, if it's going to be this like Nechashis, which is the term of Nachash, so if you see that the Shemaim is Mishtachin, it's rusty like Nechashis, that's because of B'lei Lachash, that's because no one's davening Tefillah B'Lachash. So my takanasin, so what should they do if there's no rain coming because they didn't daven Tefillah B'Lachash? So Yechu Eitzel Mishri De'al Luchash, so they should go to somebody that knows how to daven this silent prayer to Hashem. Like it says a pasuk in Eiv, Yagad Alav Reya, that his friend should tell for him, that is, his friend should daven for him. And that's a pasuk in Yiv, which is a reference to Gesham Terein. Now, the end of that pasuk that we just quoted in Kehelas, it ends ve'ein yisun l'ba halashon. There's no gain for the master of the tongue. So the explanation is that umisha efshle luchish ve'ein aloichish, and that is if someone has the ability to daven tefillah b'lachash and he doesn't, so the pasuk is saying mahano yeshle. So what gain is there to that person that if he knows and he's not going ahead and he's praying? So that's the context of the pasuk over there. We said b'loy lochash, the reason why there's no rain is because they didn't daven. And if a ma'ayis and ba'aloshan, if he knows how to and he doesn't, what gain is there? Now, the v'im lochash b'loy nena ma'itakante. Now, if they do daven and they're still not answered, so what should they do? So yelech etzel chasid shabedoy. So they should go to the pious one of the generation. V'yar b'lov b'tfila, and he should increase for them tfila. Shanem, like it says in the pasuk before that, in Eiv, says v'yitzav leho b'mafkia, that Hashem commanded for the people regarding rain, that it should be with mafgiyah. Now, ve'im pegiyah el tefillah. Now, the term of encountering, it means with tefillah. Shlomo says a pasuk in Yirmiyah that says, va'ata, and you, al tespal ba'adam azeh, don't daven for this people. Va'altisa ba'adam rina v'tefillah, and don't gather because of them song and prayer, va'altifkebi, and don't entreat me, which is a term of tefillah. So you see that it's a reference to pegiyah, and therefore, if they're not answered with the tefillah, they should go to the pious one, and he'll daven for them. Then if he does daven and he's successful with his tefillah, but umegis daiti love, and it becomes about gaiva, it becomes haughty, then maybe afloyim, he brings anger to the world. So remember, like it says at the end of that pasuk of yagad lav reyai, which we said to have someone else daven for you. So if he's successful, but he becomes all proud, then the pasuk says mikna af, he acquires anger al oilo, and that means to say because al. Of that he becomes a balgaiva and he's oila, he thinks of himself so great, that brings anger to the world. Another explanation in that same pasuk, Rav Amar, he says, Shnei tamid ha-chacham m'shiyeshen bir achas. If there's two Talmudic scholars that live in one city, ve'ein noichin zel azeh b'halocha, and they're not accommodating one to the other, they're not calm and peaceful to each other regarding halocha, miskanin bi'af u'mal noisek. So they are engaging with this jealousy of anger, and they're bringing it out. Shem, like it says in that pasuk, mikna af al oila, which the interpretation is that since they should have been, as the pasuk within the beginning says, Yagar Lav Reyoi, that his friend will speak to him, they should have been Noichin Ba'alach one to the other. They should have been accommodating and understanding to each other, and they don't do it. So the Miknes, from the term of kina, of jealousy, of that they get enraged with anger, and the Maloi, so then they bring it to amongst themselves because they're causing all these problems because they're not Noichin Zelazah Ba'alach. Now, one of the psukim we mentioned before, Amr Shlokish, as Meidrich said, what does it mean in the pasuk? Im yishach hanochash b'loy lochash, that if the snake bites because they wasn't charmed, ve'en yishin l'bahaloshin, and there's no gain to the master of the tongue, what does that mean? What's the end of the pasuk referring to, and what's the context? So, l'asid lavoy, miskaptsi zuboyis kolachayis itzel hanochash. In the future, all the creatures, all the animals of the world will come to the snake, v'amlo, they're going to tell him, look, the lion pounces and eats right away because he's not afraid of anyone. He's the king of the jungle. Now, the wolf, he snatches and he eats, meaning to say, use a different terminology, because he brings it to his place because he's afraid of the other creatures. But so therefore, he brings it to where he is. He snatches and he brings it to where he is and he eats over there. However, whichever one it is, all animals that kill, they do it because there's some type of pleasure for them. They're going to eat their prey. But you, the snake, what pleasure do you have that you bite people and you kill them, but you get nothing out of it? So he's Amar Lahem, he responds to the other animal, says, and that's what the pasuk's ending, because that's what the beginning of the pasuk was saying, that if the snake's going to bite without any gain, so they ask him, what's that for? So he responds, what do you mean? There's no gain for the master of the tongue. In other words, for the one who says lashon hara, slander and gossip, even though there's no pleasure, he gets nothing out of it. He's just breaking people and destroying them. Now, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings, by the final judgment, he brings the baal lashon hara to the snake, so that the snake should be embarrassed, because he had enticed Adam Rishon, and because of that was using his tongue to cause their downfall. And therefore, Hashem also embarrasses the Mesaper Lashon Hara, say, this is the company that you're in. You're with the company of the snake. All you have is breaking people and destroying people. You get nothing, no gain out of it. That's what the connection of En Yisna Bahalashon to the biting of the snake. Amr Rabami. The Gemara brings other interpretations of Rabami. He says, Ein Tvilasi Shel Adam Nishmas. A person's prayer is not heard. Until he places, so to speak, his soul in the palm of his hands, which means to say that he's focused with his tefillah. Shlomo says, the pasuk in Eicha, Nisa levaveinu al kapoyim, that we raise our hearts to our hands, to our palms. Now the Gemara asks, is that really so? That a person is not heard with his tefillah until he has that type of kavana? But Shmuel placed an interpreter in front of him and he expounded the following pasuk in Tehillim. It says, Vayifatuhu befiim, that they seduced, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu with their mouth, and with their tongue they lied to him, and with their heart they weren't appropriate with him, in other words, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they weren't faithful in his covenant. Yet, in spite of that, it says nearby in the Pasuk, Hashem is merciful, that he forgives sins, he atones for sins, etc., and that is, he hears the tefillah. Now, how could you say that a tefillah is only heard only if a person is mesem nafshe bekapoy, which means that he has kavana? Yet here we see that not only they don't have kavana, they're not even all there. They're not even interested. They're trying to just give Hashem, so to speak, what he wants, and they're not really interested. And still it says, Hashem is mechaper avin. So I think when it says leikash, it's not a contradiction. Kan beyachid. An individual will only be heard if he has kavana. Kan betzibur, here we're saying by the public, a tefillah of the tzibur is heard, even if their heart's not totally there. As it says in the plural, vayifatuhu befiim, that it's a lashon rabim, that the rabim can get away with that. The yachid, however, has to have his tefillah, his nefesh bekapay, for his tefillah to be heard. Another teaching from Amr Abami. Abami says, in gesham yardin, the rain does not come down, el b'shvil balimon, only for those who are faithful people. Shenema, like it says in Pasuk Yedilim, it says, emes mi'eretz tatzmach, it says that the truth will sprout forth from the earth, v'tzedek mishamayim nishkef, and the charity will be looked out upon from heaven. What that means is that at the time when there's emes, which is sprouting forth from the ground, meaning that they say that there are people that are faithful in their business dealings, then it's tzedek mishamayim nishkef, which is the rain, which is tzedakah, that comes because of the Balei Emunah. Related to this, again from Abami, Vamar Abami says, Boyre, come and see, kama gedolim baliman, how great are those who keep the faith, that they keep the faithfulness. Minayin, where do we know this from? Michuldobar, we know it from the weasel and the pit, which Rashi brings that they killed two people, which this is found in the Agad, in the homiletic teachings, that there was a story with a certain young lad who there was a certain girl who wanted to go to her father's house, and there was a pit on the path, and she fell in. This young lad came and said, "Look, if I take you out, will you marry me?" So she said, "Yes." And they swore to each other that he's not going to marry another girl, and she's not going to marry another man. So, however, although they gave the guarantee to each other, but she said, "Who's going to testify that we had this pact?" So over there was just a pit, and there was a weasel. So the young man said, he said, "Okay, let the pit and the weasel be the witnesses for this pact that we made." Now, however, as time went by, the boy forgot about his promise that he made to the girl, and he married another woman, and he had two sons. One fell into a pit, and one of them was bitten by a weasel and died. So his wife said, "What's going on over here? This is a very bizarre way for our children to die." So he recalled the oath that he had taken with that girl, and he told her. So his wife told him, he says, "Okay, if that's the case, I want you to go ahead and marry her." He wrote for his first wife a get, he divorced her, and he went and married the other girl. And that's what we're saying here in the Gemara, that if someone puts his faith in a pit and a weasel, which means to say that they went ahead and kept their promise, their faithfulness, that with their testimony, they would testify that this was a violation of that pact. So therefore, the Gemara says, "Umaha maimin b'chuldo ubarkach," if this is the consequences of someone that puts his faith into a weasel and to a pit, so if someone puts his faith into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he puts him, like Hashem, so to speak, between, as a witness between him and his friend, Allah has come, all the more so, as we're saying, how great is the power of the Baal Emunah, of the people that are faithful in the sense of what is the reality. If you could use even a weasel and a pit, all the more so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to keep that truthfulness. Now, regarding that pasuk, the Gemara brings Amr B'Yechanan. Says, "Kala matzik es atzmei melmata." He says, whoever makes himself righteous, meaning to say he makes himself as a tzaddik on this world below, then matzikin olav hadin melmala. Then actually, they are exacting for him the judgment from above, which means to say that they judge him even what's called kachot asara, like a hairbreadth, which is more than had he been bad. And the reason is, not because they're punishing him, so that he should totally expunge himself from all his sins, so that he's almost there. They say, "Okay, you can get it. We're going to give you more exactingness so that you can really get the ultimate truth that there is for his actions." Shlem, like it says in that passage we recorded before, "Emes mi'eretz tatzmech," that the truth will sprout from earth, which means that a person will be a tzaddik on this world. Then, v'tzedik mishamayim nishkaf, then tzedik will look out from on heaven. Now, it doesn't say tzedakah, which would mean charity, rather tzedek, which is the mashmois of din, of judgment. Which means if a person actually makes himself better, they become more exacting to him, again, because Hashem wants him to get the ultimate package, which is not to be compromising on the exact justice of what the person's actions deserve. Chibar Avin Amr Avhuna Mahachi says that that idea, that concept, that the better the person gets, the more exacting they become, can be qualified in this pasuk in Tehillim. That says, and like your fear is evrasecha, is your anger. What that means to say is that regarding someone that fears you, on such a person, you maintain your anger. And the reason is, again, to expunge him from his sins totally. So actually, the more the person fears Hashem, the greater the anger will be. Again, but that's for the person's taiva, not for his bad. Shlaksha Mahacha, he brings this, a third source, from Pasuk in Yeshaya. It says, pagate esas v'eset tzedek, you encounter the one who's rejoicing and who does righteousness, which means to say the person that does Hashem's Torah mitzvahs, bidrachecha, on your path, in other words, in those paths where you miyasa the person, you give the person yisurin and pain, but yizrachucha, but they remember you for the good, these tzaddikim, although they're doing good and they're getting worse off than other people, because they say, hein atakat safta, yes, you're getting upset at us, but that's because of a nechata, because we had sinned. And bohem oylam b'niv vashaya. However, with them, we will merit salvation for the world to come. And therefore, they actually are matzik aleim esadin, which means to say that this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu trying to give us better than had we not done good. Another explanation in that pasuk, which is quoted, Amri Rishu Malevi, says, "Kol ha-sameach b'yisurin sheboin alav," whoever rejoices with the afflictions that are brought upon him, maybe Yeshua la'olam, he brings salvation to the world. Like it says there in the pasuk, Bahem, that with them, through them, which means to say with the Yisurin, Oilam bin Ibrashea, that he brings salvation to the world. Now the Gemara returns to the topic we were speaking about before on the previous daf regarding the rains. So Amr Shlokish. Magdal say, what does it mean the pasuk in the Varm that says, Va'atzar es Hashemayim, that he will withhold the heavens? So on that, the explanation is that Bisho Shemaim Netzarin Melahiri Talamata, at the time when the heavens are withheld from having the rain come down, then Doimeli Isha, so the reason why I use the terminology of Atzar, because then it can be compared to a woman, Shemechaveles Veniyeledes, who's in labor but doesn't give birth. And so it's almost like the heavens are doing the same thing, the skies, which is a harsh thing for the world, and it comes because of the sins of the people. Now, that's the idea of Atzar, which is that it's holding back, meaning to say it's there, but it's being withheld. So as if it's in labor, but it's not giving birth. Behind them, Rish Lakish, Mishim Bar Kapara. And this is what Rish Lakish said in Him Bar Kapara. The Nemrat Tzir B'Gesham. It says this term of Atzar by rain, where it holds back the heaven. But Nemrat Tzir B'Isha, and it also says this withholding by a woman. We continue on with Beis, where the Gemara explains. Nemrat Tzir B'Isha, it says withholding by the woman. Shlomach says a pasuk in Bereishis. Ki Atzar, Atzar Hashem Ba'ad Kal Rechem. Now for the punishment, that it said that Hashem withheld every womb of every woman, which means that we see that this, although they were ready to give birth, but Hashem withheld that, they were in this labor and they couldn't give birth. It also says the same term. Can we have this corollary that the Gemara is demonstrating between a woman and birth, and regarding the rain, which is also the same idea, which is also, as the previous Gemara had said, that the rain is like the Baal of the Eretz. So there's the same idea by Tzir B'Gesham, by withholding the rain. The Chassid says a pasuk in the Devarim that we quoted, V'atzar es Hashemayim, that Hashem withholds the heavens. So although it's ready, it's in labor, but it's not giving birth. Similarly, Nemalei de'Be'isha, it says birth by a woman. But Nemalei de'B'Gesham, it says birth by rain. Nemalei de'Be'isha says birth by a woman. The Chassid says a pasuk in Bereishis, V'tahar v'teileh bein, that she conceived, and she gave birth to a son. But Nemalei de'B'Gesham, it says birth by rain. The Chassid says a pasuk in Yeshaya, V'hoylida v'etzmicha, that the rain causes that it should come forth, which is to give birth, v'tzmicha, and it sprouts. Similarly, nemen b'kida b'isha, we find remembrance by a woman, v'nem b'kida b'gesham, and we find remembrance by rain, again, regarding this, of that the pre should come out. Nemen b'kida b'isha, we find remembrance by a woman. So like it says, the pasuk in Bereishis, says, v'ashem pakad asar, Hashem recalled Sarah, which was to have a child. V'nem b'kida b'gesham, it also says remembrance by rain. So like it says, the pasuk in Tehillim, that you recalled, you remembered the land and you gave it to drink. Rabas Tashrenda, you increased its wealth. Peleg, a pool of Elikim, of God, is Moli Mayim, is full with water. So again, we find these three same terms by a woman regarding giving birth and regarding rain, which shares these characteristics about withholding, giving birth, and about being recalled. Now, the Gemara asks, my Peleg Elikim Moli Mayim, one of the Psukim we just brought down, that we just finished with, said that the pool of God is full with water. What is that a reference to? So Tamar, and the Brayis actually, Kamin Kuva Yesh Berkiah. There's this type of a tent that's filled with water that's in the skies, Shememen Negesham Yetzim, that from there, that's where the rain comes out. And that's what the Pasuk is referring to when it says, the pool of God. Now, related, Amr Mishumab Ban Nachmeni says, Mind the Siv, what does it mean in Pasuk in Eiv? It says, Im L'Shevet, if it's a rod, a stick, Im L'Artza, if it's to the land, Im l'chesed yamtzeyu, and if it's for kindness that is being found. So the explanation is as follows. Im l'shevet, and that is if HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a decree that the majority of the abundance of the rain should be for bad, then it's going to come down hitting like a stick. And that if the Jewish people then do tshuva, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the rain down b'harm u'b'gvayis, on the mountains and on the hills, which is a place where there's no people. So therefore, although it was supposed to be bad, but it's not going to cause destruction. However, im l'chesed, if it's for kindness that's going to come down a calm type of a rain, then yimtzieyu le'artzai, then he will find his land, that's he will find Eretz Yisrael, besad esubakram, in the fields and in the vineyards. So that's what the pasuk is saying, that depends if it's l'shevet or if it's l'chesed. Another interpretation says, im l'shevet, if it's for a stick to hurt the people, but then they do tshuva, then li'lonis, then it should be for the trees. Im li'artzai, if it's for their land, then lizram, then it's for the seeds. And then l'chesed yamtzieyu, and if it's for kindness that the rain is finally them, then it's b'yirish shichad ma'ariz, then they should fill up the pits, the cisterns, and the caves, which is so that there should be an abundance of water to drink. Related to this idea about the rain and not having rain, so b'mei Reb Shmuel ben Nachmeni, in the days of Reb Shmuel ben Nachmeni, have a kafnu meisna. There was a hunger and there was a plague. So Ami Hechinavit, they said, so what should we do? Niboy Rachme Atarti, if we should go ahead and daven regarding both the hunger and the plague, Lo Yafshe is not possible, as Gemara will illustrate shortly, that one cannot daven regarding two things at the same time. Elaboy Rachme Amusne, so rather we should go ahead, it would seem, to beseech Hashem regarding the plague, because that's people are dying. The kavnis, but with a hunger, we'll be able, we'll just have to make it through. So Amal Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni says, no. Niboy Rachme Kavne, daven regarding the hunger, that is, there shouldn't be hunger, and there should be a svia, there should be satiation, and then the plague will by itself fall away. And the reason is because Tichiyav Rachman the Saiva, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives satiation, that is, if you're going to be davening regarding the hunger, L'chai Hudiyav, Hashem gives it for those who are alive. And that is, He gives it to those who are alive and not who are dead, because He doesn't bring svia to the world to kill people. It's just for them to be alive. Dichsiv, like says the Pasuk in Tehillim, Peseach Es Yodecha, that Hashem, You open up Your hand, umaspia l'chol chai rotzen, and You satiate all wills of the living people. Which means to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives svia to the people that are living, not to dying, and therefore He says, rather daven for the hunger, because that will kill two birds with one stone, because then by default Hashem will be giving it to those who are alive, and therefore they won't die in the plague. Now the Gemara asked regarding what they had said, umenolanu lemetzlina atarti, from where do we know that you can't daven regarding two things at the same time? So like it says a pasuk in Ezra, it says vanatzuma, and we will fast, vanavaksha melekein azayis, and we will request from God regarding this. Now that sounds like regarding this, that there was one thing they can ask from God, but mechalal dekachrit, it sounds like there was really another thing to daven for. But they're not, because one cannot be asking two things at the same time. But merava amri mishmei dreb chagi mahochi, and Eretz Yisrael they said in the name of Chagi from a different pasuk, and then in Daniel, where it says v'riachemin lemiva min kodem elohar shmaya. And that we should request mercy from God of regarding this one idea. And that again, that sounds like that obviously was another thing to request for, but they didn't, because one can only request one thing at a time and not two things. Again, a similar type of story that regarding in the certain times, in the days of Reb Zeira, they had made a decree, the non-Jews, and they had made a decree that the Jewish people cannot fast, and that is the non-Jews didn't want that the blessing to come to the world because of the Jewish people. So Amar Reb Zeira said to them, Nikabli Alavan, let's accept upon ourselves the days of the fasting, and that's because the accepting of the fast will help us just as much as the fast itself. And then when the decree will be nullified, then we'll fast those fasts. So Amalei, they said to him, he says, Menolacha, from where do you know this idea, that how do you know it's going to help just accepting the fast, even though we're not going to fast because of the decree that they had made on us? So Amalehu, he said to them, as it says a pasuk in Daniel, says, V'yomer Alai, that he said to me, Altir Daniel, don't be afraid, Daniel. Ki min hayom harishon asher nesata es libcha, because from the first day that you already thought about this, Lehevinu l'sanes l'bnei kecha, to understand and to fast in front of your God, Nishma devarecha, your words were already heard. And that is, we see that just from the fact that he accepted upon himself, even though he didn't do it yet, his words were already heard. Again, the same idea that just having the Kabbalah to do that, one already gets that type of siyata d'shmaya as much as he had done it already. And therefore he says, even though we can't fast, let's accept it upon ourselves, and that will help just as much. Now the Gemara returns to the topic of which had been the discussion in the previous daf regarding rain. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, even if it's the years, like the years of Eliyahu, which was in the days of Achav, where the world really needed rain, as it says, there was, for 3 years, a hunger, there was no rain, but even if you can have years like the years of Eliyahu, which there's no rain, and rain's going to come down on Friday, on Friday night, on Arvi Shabbos, in Elisim and Kalala, it's just a sign of a curse. And the reason is because on Erev Shabbos, when it's Friday evening, so people have to go ahead and go to the marketplace and have to buy all the things that they need for Suda Shabbos. And therefore, even though we would need rain because there's no rain, if it's coming on Erev Shabbos, that's a sign of a curse. As the Gemara says, the day of the rain is so harsh because people can't go ahead and do what they have to do. As the day of when the courts are open, which is on Mondays and Thursdays, where people gather together with their friends, as Ezra was Masakin, to have this, the Besdin open in those days, and there's a large tumult and there's turmoil because of all the people that are the litigants, and that's how much noise there is on a rainy day, like the Day of Judgment, And therefore, on the Erev Shabbos, most definitely that it's much very difficult. People have to try to take care of their Shabbos needs. And therefore, he says that even if it's so much in the need of rain, but if it's coming on Erev Shabbos, that's a simin kolala. I'm a Meimer. Actually, moreover, Ameira says, Eloi d'tzarech l'briyasa, if rain wasn't necessary for the people, I would daven to Hashem and I would nullify this whole thing of rain. Because again, it's so difficult for people and they can't come and go as they need because of the rain. Another statement from Rabbi Yitzchak. Shemesh b'Shabbos, sun on Shabbos, tzedakah l'aniyim, is charity for the poor. And that is because the poor people, they enjoy and it's pleasant for them a clear day and they warm themselves up on a cold day with the sun. That's a tzedakah for that name when it's sunny on Shabbos. Shemak, it says the Pasuk in Malachi, it says, V'zarchu lechem yirishmi, that it will shine for you, those who fear my name, which is a reference to those who are Shem Yir Shabbos, that they keep Shabbos, Shemesh tzedakah marpi, the sun that's charity and will be healing. So that's the idea that it's a kindness to the poor people when they can go out on a Shabbos afternoon and it's a nice sunny day. V'mar Bitzchak, and another teaching from Bitzchak, it says, Gadol yemek Hashem, how great is the day when it rains, that even a coin in one's pocket, in other words, even work that doesn't need the rain to benefit it, even that gets blessed. It says the pasuk in Devarim, "Lasseis mitar artzacha beitay," to place the rain of your land in its appropriate time. Ulavarch is kol mas yedecha, and to bless all the activities of your hands. In other words, whatever a person is involved in, even if it's not agriculture related, which is the blessing is always symbolized with the rain. Everything gets blessed on the day of the rain. Another teaching from Rabbi Yitzchak. In the bracha mitzuya, blessing is not found only by something that's concealed from eyes. So, like it says the pasuk in Devarim, it says Yitzav Hashem itcha esa bracha basamecha. Hashem will command to be with you, the blessing in your silos. But again, the idea is the term basamecha is the term samach mem, which is samoy, which is hidden from people's eyes. Whatever is hidden from eyes, that is where the bracha is chal. Ten Rabbi Shmuel, we learn the brayse Rabbi Shmuel that in a bracha mitzuya, the blessing is not found ela b'davar she'in ha'ayin shalatis, but only something which the eye does not rule over it. Shnem, like it says in the pasuk, as we quoted, Yitzav Hashem itcha, Hashem commands with you as a bracha basamecha, the blessing in your silos where people don't see it. It's in your silos. That's what is blessing. But if it's out in the open, then the bracha is not chal. Taiwan Linda Bryce says similarly that Hanichnas Lomres Garunai, if someone's going in to measure his grain that he has in his granary, so when he's coming in, Aimer, he says, Yiritzem Lufanecha Hashem Lakena, should be your will, Hashem our God, Shatishlach Brochav Maisedeni, you should place blessing in all the actions of our hands, means to say, since it's still summer, he didn't yet measure it yet, so blessing could be chal. Hischalamed, but if he started measuring, so Aimer, he says, Baruch HaShelech, Baruch HaBakriyazeh, blessed is the one that sends blessing in this pile. But if he already measures and then he makes a blessing, HaRezu Tefillah Shav, so it's a prayer in vain. Again, because Lefisha in HaBaruch HaMetzuya, the blessing cannot be found, Lebedav HaShakal, not by something that's weighed, but Lebedav HaMadid, not by something that's measured, Lebedav HaMana, not by something that's counted, Elebedav HaSamanamayin. It's only something that's concealed from people's eyes, where you don't know the amount, but if you know the amount already, it already had the shlit of a person's eyes and it already was calculated, then the bracha cannot be chal. Now the Gemara brings kibbutz in gathering, kiyasas, the soldiers, tzedakah, charity, maisa, action, parna sustenance, simon, that's mnemonic for the following five teachings of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says, Gadol yom hagasham, how great is the day of the rain, Kiyam kibbutz galus as the day of the ingathering of the exiles of the diaspora. Shemek, it says, the pasuk in Tehillim says, Shuva Hashem, return Hashem eshviseinu, our returnees, ka'afikim banegev. Now, banegev means to say in the dry land, ve'en afikim elamater, and afikim is a reference to rain. So it's saying that the returning of the exiles is the same as the rain that comes on the dry land. So we see that the day of the rain is as great as the ingathering of the exiles. How do we know that afikim is a term of rain? Shnemak says the pasuk in Shmuel Beis says Vayirau Afike Yam, that they saw the channels of the sea. So we see that Afike is a term regarding Yam, regarding water, and that's how we know Kafika Manegev, like rain on the dry land. It is like the ingathering of the exiles. Another teaching from Yechanan. Gadol Yom HaGashem, again, how great is the day of the rain? Shavila Giyasis Paiskas, by that even the armies, the soldiers that are fighting, they even stop on the day of the rain. So there's no wars, no fighting on the day of the rain. Shnemak, like it says the pasuk in Tehillim, Tilameha Rave, her furrows they saturate, meaning that there's the rain coming down. Then nachas kidudeha, that means then the soldiers, the armies, that they rest. And that's how great, because there's no wars that are being held on the day when it rains. Another teaching of Rabbi Yechanan, again regarding rain. In hagasham netzaron, the rains are not withheld. El b'shvil peiskit tzedaka b'rabim ve'ein nisen. Only because of those that pledge money for charity in the public, and they don't give, which Rashi is actually, it's not just for people that pledge in public, even in private, it's just that generally people that do it in public are those who are not giving. Shnemak, it says the pasuk in Mishlei, Nesiyim v'ruach, clouds and winds, means say that they come to the world as if rain's going to come. V'geshemayin, yet there's no rain, and the reason is because ish mishal b'mata sheker, because of the person that he glorifies himself with a false gift, and that is just like he makes believe he's going to, and he fools the poor people, so too the heaven does the same thing, it fools the earth, and it shows like, oh, okay, it brings the winds, it brings the clouds, but there's no rain. Again, that's because of those who pledge the money, they make believe they're going to, and they bluff, and they don't, so too the clouds make believe that they're going to, but no rain ends up coming.